Pence and his COVID vaccinations. If you need a deeper look into the distorted mind of criminal Bill Gates and company, you need look no further than the very one that wants to depopulate the world, who now wants to make you safe by injecting his vaccinations into you and your children's bodies.
Now, the world today has 6.8 billion people. That's headed up to about 9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, healthcare, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%.
And what is of interest here is that he and his wife have already put themselves out there as some vaccine medical authority and are acting as if they are some sort of elected representatives, when in fact they are neither licensed doctors nor are they elected representatives in any capacity whatsoever. How many times, I ask, must this virus and these criminals need to be exposed by professionals across the globe before the people take heed and understand what the end game here is?
ER doctors now, my friends that I talk to say, you know, it's interesting, when I'm writing up my death report, I'm being pressured to add COVID. Why is that? Why are we being pressured to add COVID? To maybe increase the numbers and make it look a little bit worse than it is? I think so. This is not about science, and it's not even about COVID. When they use the word safe, if you listen to the word safe, that's about controlling you. So when I talk to all my ER doctors who work in a hospital, no stake in the game, same opinion.
When you begin to look at who Bill Gates is and who his daddy was, it makes a little bit easier as to understand where they want to bring this. Most recently, this video was sent to me, and while vetting through hundreds of messages a day, I thought this was worthy of your attention. Today's guest is a visionary pioneer in women's health, a board-certified OBGYN, with more than 30 years of clinical experience, former assistant clinical professor of OBGYN at the University of Vermont College of Medicine, and three-time New York Times best-selling author of Women's Bodies, Women's Wisdom, The Wisdom of Menopause and Goddesses Never Age. And in 2013, Reader's Digest named her one of the 100 most trusted people in America. And in 2016, she was named one of Oprah Winfrey's Super Soul 100, a group of leaders who are using their voices and talents to awaken humanity. And in 2020, she was included in the Watkins Spiritual 100, a list of living people that make a unique and spiritual contribution on a global scale. Internationally known for her empowering approach, she embraces medicine that acknowledges the unity of mind, body, emotions, and spirit, and teaches women to create health by tuning into their inner wisdom. After decades spent transforming women's understanding of their sacred bodies and processes, she now teaches women to thrive at every stage of life. Whoa! Look at the accreditation the world has given her, friends. She's also hosted 8 highly successful public television specials, and her work has been featured on The Oprah Winfrey Show, The Today Show, NBC Nightly News, The View, Rachel Ray, Good Morning America, 2020, and The Dr. Oz Show, among many others. Her name is Dr. Christy Ann Northrup. Here is her short interview.
This COVID vaccine, can you tell us what we do know about it and what you, from your experience, fear for the people that may take it?
Yes, there's never been a vaccine like this. It's an RNA vaccine. It is what's called transinfection. It will fundamentally change people's DNA. And what I don't like about it even more than the usual thing about the toxic metals that are in vaccines that make our bodies literally into an antenna with 5G. This one has the usual non-human DNA, like, you know, monkeys, maybe fetal cells, pigs, whatever. And so it begins to make us what's called chimers, C-H-I-M-E-R, introducing non-human DNA into our bodies. What is worse, though, is that there is a patent and work that they've done at MIT to make a dye, and the patent
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed, real printed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste time with nonsense. We have some of the best red pill writers in the country, including Bradley Dean, and we tell you the truth you need to know. It's unlike anything you've seen before. Email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
Abolitionist Frederick Douglass stated that power concedes nothing without a demand. It never did, and it never will. Find out just what any people will quietly submit to, and you have found out the exact measure of injustice and wrong which will be imposed. It will continue till they are resisted with either words or blows or both. The limits of tyrants are prescribed by the endurance of those whom they oppress.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Want to give you a quick heads up, if you don't mind. We're going to be in Johnstown, Colorado, June 28th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Again, Johnstown, Colorado. This will be Parrish Park. This will be the location, Parrish Park. 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., and it's going to be named Picnic in the Park. Jason Walker is going to be there, the new CEO of KHNC 1360 AM, as will other speakers be named along with myself during that particular time. One more time, just a quick update, Picnic in the Park, Parrish Park, Johnstown, Colorado, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., up and coming June 28th. So we're looking forward to seeing you. I know I got a family out in Colorado there, and I'm looking forward to seeing all of you. This is a good excuse for you to get out and mingle with the people that are like-minded. Again, that will be June 28th, Picnic at the Park at Parrish Park in Johnstown, Colorado. Now listen, something I didn't do yesterday was give you the heads up, and we had a ton of calls coming in, and I love it when you call. And I'm just going to give you the number real quick because we're going to be talking about pretty much the same thing, a part two of what we were talking about yesterday. And what I named today's show was Inviting Destruction, because that's what apathy and toleration breed. And it's what we're seeing being played out. The said representatives that have been left off concerning the last created crisis, they're assailing you again, Americans. And this isn't just happening here, though America is the vehicle for the establishing of a new world order with the use of its for your health, just like Adolf Hitler. I don't know if you know that or not, but that's exactly how Adolf Hitler started to strip the people of their rights. He started to tell them either you do this or if you don't, you're going to be a part of the problem. And many people don't know that history. Matter of fact, we have audio from an individual that was a said Holocaust survivor that said what's going on in America during the crisis is exactly what Adolf Hitler did. She said that Adolf Hitler said it was for your health is how he started to attack the people, and the people that didn't go along with it ended up behind barbed wire fences. Well, much of that is in play today, friends. And I told you when this first took place that if you don't stop it during the second wave of what took place during the pandemic, because a pandemic indeed is exactly what it is. Consider the source, Ephesians 4:14. Also read Jeremiah 11:9. I told you if the third wave comes in, this is exactly what they're going to do. Yesterday, the third wave, we see more of that coming into play now because the people didn't put a stop to it. And then I put Proverbs 21:7 up to that. In other words, the wicked, the people that know to do right and fail to do it because they understand not judgment, and the Lord calls them evil men in Proverbs 28, because the people in this country failed to stand up against it, they're going to come back again. And it's exactly what's happening. And I remember being stuck on Amos 6:3 and just asking the Lord, I know you're leading us, Lord, but what are you leading us to? Well, that means that if you don't put a stop to it, it's going to come to your front door. Well, rest assured, friends, they're at play doing it all over again. Look at the appointees of the current administration. And you got to remember, friends, one of the things that I continuously highlighted concerning history is tyrants were loved by the people at first until they got in the position of power where they turned on the people that ushered them back into power to do the things that they're going to do to you again. Well, friends, guess what? They're doing it again. If you want to call in, 281-845-4704. As I said earlier, friends, just a couple minutes ago, I love it when you make it your show. Totally appreciate that. 281-845-4704. Also wanted to let you know, if you want to check us out on social media platforms, please do. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, top left side of that page. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com as well. Subscribe. Also, BeforeIt'sNews.com, BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of that page. And one more time, 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. We follow the Christ. Now, part two of what I was trying to get to yesterday, I was at least doing my best, and remember, this is talk radio, okay? This isn't story time. We're hitting real issues, and I'm laying the responsibility on the American people that have to stand up and bring justice to corruption, because the forefathers gave us provision to do that. Everybody's talking around their responsibility. We're not doing that. When you begin to do that, your sin finds you out. And what is the end of sin? Let me give it to you in order. Numbers 32:23, the Holy Ghost just gave me, right? Then go to the next one. 6:23, what is the end of sin? In Romans 6:23, the end of sin is death. That can mean on a personal note. That can mean on a community's note. I can bring this to a citywide or a statewide note. I can bring this to a national level, friends, because that's in fact where this is going and where it's been going for the last 4 years. Now, I want to highlight the fact that the father of the vaccine brags about how many lives have been saved because he has basically implemented and given power, unconstitutional, of course, criminally, to agencies that were going bankrupt, namely big pharmaceutical companies that, again, were under investigation, that somehow or another just decided to assail the American people. And lo and behold, the politicians stole money from your tax coffers because they said they knew better than you did. Apparently, they forgot that they were in a representative position where they only operate through delegated authority from we the people who are the government in this country. And if they do that, we're the ones that have to remind them that we're not going to tolerate that Article 2, Section 4, impeachment, Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7, prosecution. Okay? But remember, he's the one that said, folks, you know, we know better than you. We went and stole your tax dollars, and we basically gave a bunch of money to these big pharmaceutical companies that were going out of business. And while we're just, taking money as gifts from the very pharmaceutical companies under the table that blind the eyes, the Lord told us not to do it. He also told us not to steal. He also told us not to covet, which, by the way, is the 10th commandment going backwards. And number 8 is thou shalt not steal, Exodus 20. But they went and they did it anyways. They stole your money. They empowered big pharmaceutical companies against the people. And then what's also interesting is how the governors throughout the United States, what they did is they targeted small businesses, as you well know, and they shut them down. But did you know that the corporations that are working hand in glove with the corrupt in the halls of government, they built their wealth up 27% more than what they had before the pandemic? I just thought you needed to know this information. It's important that you do. We're going to come right back to this. 281-845-4704. Dietrich Bonhoeffer was correct when he said, "Silence in the face of evil is evil itself. God will not hold us guiltless, people. Not to speak is to speak. Not to act is to act." President Andrew Jackson rightly stated that if the Supreme Court is the final arbiter to decide differences of right and wrong, of what the Constitution says, then we have ceased to be our own rulers, and the Supreme Court is then become our ruler.
Join us this year for Content Christian Media Conference. Join hundreds of filmmakers, actors, screenwriters, podcasters, and authors during this five-day, five-star event. Come expectant and leave equipped as a content creator for the kingdom of God. September 22nd through 26th at Capernaum Studios in Poolville, Texas. Register today at ChristianMediaConference.com. That's ChristianMediaConference.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Hey there, this is award-winning international journalist Alex Newman. We live in a world dominated by fake news, lies, manipulation, and it's just out of control, folks. Our country is in big trouble, our churches, our families. We need honest journalism today more than ever. And that's why I founded Liberty Sentinel Media. I hope you'll visit us today at libertysentinel.org, where you'll get access to exclusive content exposing threats to our faith, family, and freedom while equipping you to fight back. Go to libertysentinel.org today.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed, real printed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste time with nonsense. We have some of the best red pill writers in the country, including Bradley Dean, and we tell you the truth you need to know. It's unlike anything you've seen before. Email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
What I like most about Bradley Dean Ministries is that it doesn't really bother him if it would be offensive to someone or someone would take it the wrong way. He just very confidently always speaks the gospel.
BBSRadio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 281-845-4704. Okay, so I'm going to give this to you. This is news that the mainstream media is concealing, they're suppressing, and they're censoring. This is Dr. Simon Gold. A study involving, now I want you to check this, and for those that are on social media platforms, I'm going to go ahead and just let you see for yourself what I'm reading off so people can validate concerning what it is that we're highlighting here. A study involving 1.7 million children has found that myocarditis and pericarditis only appeared in children who had received COVID mRNA vaccines. Now, I just want to reiterate the point, okay? I have told you this for 4 years. And the reason I'm staying on this topic is because I knew it was going to come back at you again. Because I knew that the people were brainwashed by their favorite conservative, yesterday's liberals, they're good for nothing to be trod under the foot of men, Matthew 5:13. They were too cowardice and sheepish to actually stand up and tell you the information that you needed concerning the crimes that are being committed against not just you, America, but people on a worldwide basis. So when I'm highlighting Dr. Simon Gold, we had, by the way, P.S., a posted script here for you. We had Tenpenny, Dr. Tenpenny on right at the offset of this pandemic. And she had said, Bradley, if the people take the shot, there's nothing they can do to untake the shot. Okay, that's what she had said. You can go ahead and look at our history on our podcast. You'll find it. She also said that you're going to see within 2 to 3 years, I think now that I think about that correctly, friends, I think she said a year and a half to 3 years, we're going to see an explosion of numbers concerning the people that are going to fall over dead from these shots. Okay. These statistics have been given to you over and over and over and over again, Americans. So when, again, Dr. Simon Gold comes along and tells us a study involving 1.7 million children, and then they find out that they have heart issues, they find out that the children that receive the bioweapons are the ones that have the myocarditis, the heart issues. Listen carefully, not a single unvaccinated child in the group of these 1.7 million children. Not a single unvaccinated child in the group suffered from heart-related problems. Not a one. Not a one. You know what's crazy? And when I say it, it really confounds me. Just the willfulness of people that want to justify the unjustifiable concerning these said shots. It's amazing to me how they're having people I know that we tried to warn that didn't want to listen, where they're starting to have the same issues that I just highlighted now in adults, where they are sitting back saying, we have no idea where this is coming from. We have no idea. The doctors don't know. No, the doctors all the well know exactly where it's coming from. And again, friends, I'm here to tell you that's water under the bridge. I'm telling you in the present that they're going to do it again, and it's exactly what they're doing, because yesterday I'd played video audio for the listener on our affiliates across the country of people roaring and cheering because they just pushed through the WHO, where countries around the world basically signed on to the next crisis. And then I also highlighted the fact that we had one individual talk about not if another crisis happens, but when another crisis happens. So it's all being pre-planned. But again, the people already know it, and they want to stick their head in the sand and act like it's not happening. That is the most, again, backwards thing I've ever heard of in all of my life. To leave off the criminals so they can do it again is exactly what they'll do again. And it's exactly what they're doing again, friends. How could it be otherwise? Now, this is what I had up yesterday. It's a post. The next pandemic is not a matter of if, but when. This is reported by Newsmax in Australia and the Australians and how they're committing to global pandemic agreement. This all falls under the likes of none other than the madman Schwab, the madman Anthony Fauci, the madman in these unconstitutional agencies like the NIH, like the WHO, the CDC, and the list goes on. And no matter how many times you tell the people, they don't want to listen to it, because for some reason or another, they think that things are just going to go back to normal. That's not what you're dealing with right now. I just got done calling them madmen. And guess what they are, friends? They're madmen. And guess what they're doing? They're going ahead and they're aligning themselves to go ahead and assail the people once again. And I said it three times now. I know men need to be told things twice. You know, Moses, Moses, Samuel, Samuel. I mean, the list goes on, right? And I've said it, I don't know how many times over the last 4 years, it's going to come around again. By the way, the definition of a madman is someone that is mentally ill. That means that they're reprobate. That means they're abandoned to their sin scripturally. And it talks about that in the book of Romans, chapter 1. Starting verse 26 to the end of the chapter, you'll understand perfectly as to what I'm highlighting here. Now, with that, I also want you to take note that we have Stephanie Seneff. She's the senior research scientist at MIT. I want you to listen carefully as to what she has to say. She said, I don't, in fact, believe in vaccines. Of course not, because Scripture talks them down. Leviticus 17:11, 19:19 of Deuteronomy. And that if you want to know, folks, if you want to get to the heart of the matter, no pun intended, and I'm not making light of this, but it just kind of fell into place here, friends. The enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. What a better way than to get into the bloodline to do just that. And it's exactly what they're succeeding at right now. Because people haven't held them accountable for their crimes. Now, again, let me go back to Stephanie Senoff. She said, I don't, in fact, believe in vaccines, period. She said, I think at this point in my life, I would say that no one should be getting any vaccine. It's exactly what Tenpenny said. It's exactly what all of the doctors, the tens of hundreds of thousands of doctors that were qualified to tell you not to take these said bioweapons that were censored and suppressed by big tech companies. Now that we all know, and we knew it right off the offset because they've been censoring us since day one, the government was strong arming big tech companies. Not that they're innocent. No, they're compliant. Folks, they're accomplices to the crimes. And again, they're only strengthening themselves against the people. Now, let me show you this because, again, I want you to see more of this, and I'll read this from my affiliates on radio once again. But here we have brand new, May 20th, 2025, six-month-old, died after receiving six routine vaccines as wellness visits. You know, that's all you have to do is ask yourself the question, because apparently people don't want to judge accordingly to the word of God, Matthew 7:16-20. Apparently these deaths mean nothing because your doctor said that's not true. Well, you can't untrue the facts of what we're showing you when it comes to the fruit hanging on the branches of their corrupt tree. Isn't that right? That's exactly right. Let me give you another one here. Bodybuilder Jody Vance dies from a heart attack at 20 years old. This is brand new, May 23rd. Okay, and folks, guess what? Just last week when I was gone, I've been saving these up. So we're just getting started here. Here's another one. 79.4% of babies who die of SIDS had a vaccine the same day. And isn't it interesting how you go back to those doctors that are doctors, as they call themselves, who are incentivized to get more money and more profit off of vaccinating their SED, not their clients, but their patients? Isn't it interesting how they all sit back and say they just don't know what happened? Well, folks, I can tell you that that's what was happening during the Germany takeover as well, when they were overthrowing the Constitution. And I believe one of the things that I was going to bring up during the last segment was president, Donald Trump, who was ushered in by the very people that should have knew better. He was giving power, and so was the Supreme Court, calling everybody down, namely attorneys, not to defend anybody that's been murdered by these bioweapons or harmed by these bioweapons, because somehow or another, they think that they're impervious to the very laws that they swore to uphold, and the people went right along with it. But also keep in mind, the governors throughout the states, and this is what I was talking about during the last segment, they were doing what? They were somehow or another violating the Constitution by trying to implement that was unconstitutionally, and we had federal judges telling us what they were doing was completely illegal. But what we see is the people went along with the illegalities of the tyrants that were giving the unlawful orders in the first place, rather than following the rule of law and holding them accountable for the crimes that they were committing against you. That's not a joke. It's exactly what's going on. But isn't it also interesting that, like, for example, and I'm going to bring this point up, Ron DeSantis, he decided to go ahead and give authority to the Department of Health, as they call it, to go ahead and force vaccinate and quarantine at will. Oh, no, friends. You heard me right. We're not done. We're just getting started. 281-845-4704. God, who gave us life, also gave us liberty. And can the liberties of a nation be thought secure when we have removed their only firm basis, a conviction in the minds of the people that these liberties are a gift from God, that they are not to be violated but by His wrath? Indeed, I tremble for my country when I reflect that God is just and that His justice cannot sleep forever. Notes on the State of Virginia, 1781, Thomas Jefferson.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed, real printed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste time with nonsense. We have some of the best red pill writers in the country, including Bradley Dean, and we tell you the truth you need to know. It's unlike anything you've seen before. Email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
Patriotism means to stand by the country. It does not mean to stand by the said president or any other public representative, save exactly to the degree in which he himself stands by the country. It is patriotic to support him insofar as he efficiently serves the country. It is unpatriotic not to oppose him to the exact extent that by inefficiency or otherwise he fails in his duty to stand by the country. In either event, it is unpatriotic not to tell the truth, whether about the president or anyone else. President Theodore Roosevelt. Let us not be found amongst the common herd, friends. As you are to be the compeers of angels, nay, as you are far higher than they, and one with Christ, and as the precious blood has been your ransom price, walk as becometh saints.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And start making a difference in your world today.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
I want to give my personal recommendation for Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. Bradley's message of standing for faith and liberty in America is critically important to the future of our country. Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty's message is a light in the darkness we're facing. I personally support Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty.
Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
You know, I kind of find it ironic how when I look at these people that are rejoicing, according to the Newsmax Australia, how they just jumped on to commit to global pandemic agreement, giving power over to one source, friends. It's completely unconstitutional. It's criminal at every level concerning every country that is making a commitment to this global pandemic, because they're the ones pre-planning the very things that are taking place here. And what is it that, again, you know, folks, it's not theory. You know, I heard a guy say, you know what, it's not conspiracy theory. As a matter of fact, if it was, all of mine have come true. Give me some more. It's exactly where America's at. And you know why people really jump on to the bandwagon concerning the accomplices that mean to cover for the crimes of the conspirators, in fact, through the mainstream media? It's because they don't want to believe the truth. That's why they lie to you, because they know how to lie to you better than most of you know how to tell the truth. That's the problem. It really is. But isn't that kind of ironic that she's sitting here smiling in Australia concerning about the next pandemic, and it's not a matter of if, but when? Isn't it interesting how there's no fear of consequence concerning what they're guilty of? Here, let me go ahead and just give you some more information that you may not have received through the mainstream media that doesn't want you to know the difference. But here it is right here. Here's top Japanese official confirms COVID vaccine gave him cancer. Interesting. May 24th, 2025. Did you hear about that through the mainstream media? I didn't think so. Here's another one for you, friends. This is just last week. As you all well know, I was in California working then, during that particular time, working there. And this is the stuff that I noticed just randomly coming across that nobody seems to be talking about. And really what it is, again, it's just a permission slip for them to do it again, and they are. But here is the Sun breaking online right now, sunsoflibertymedia.com and or beforeitsnews.com. Sun Sport reported May 23rd, former rugby star Mark Jones has suddenly died. Isn't that amazing? And you talk to doctors that are willing to tell you the truth, they're saying that we've never seen anything like this before. Nope, this is a sign of judgment upon a disobedient people. Deuteronomy 2863 of Deuteronomy. Oh, here's another one. Just want to adding insult to murder, because that's exactly what this is. And there's still no justice. This is brand new as well. This is on May 25th. Two former college football players dead after separate incidents running a half a marathon. Now listen, I'm not that old yet, but I remember being in high school in the end of the 80s, right? I don't remember hearing or seeing any of this kind of stuff. No, neither do the doctors that are trying to raise the flag saying this has got to stop now, right? Yeah, pretty crazy stuff. 281-845-4704. Here's another one. Rest in peace, Jeremy Bana Awana. This is May 24th. This is a French rapper who died suddenly of a cardiac arrest just 31 years old, hours before a concert. Is this just like happening? Like all 30 million people statistically that have died that have taken the bioweapon? Is this just happening by chance? Is it just like passed by all the said doctors that had to make sure that you got your bioweapons? They just don't know what's going on. You've got to be out of your mind, people. You've got to be out of your wits to suggest anything outside of what's going on here. As a matter of fact, let me take it a step further. Any of these doctors that are still there, I can tell you right now, they are accomplices to what's going on here. They can go ahead and act like they don't know what they're talking about all day long, but all the while, they do, friends. Okay? They're not doctors any longer. Nobody can deny what's happening in front of us right now. I wanted to show you this. Remember how I was just highlighting the fact that the Supreme Court basically went after attorneys and told them, if you dare defend anybody that's taken or suffered wrongfully a wrongful death or a side effect from one of these bioweapons, that you're in jeopardy of losing your license? Did you know that, friends? That came from your Supreme Court. Who, by the way, they are not the final arbiter. In other words, every one of them that were a part of that should have been impeached and prosecuted right then and there, because they swore to uphold the law, not to tear it down. And you all the well know the three purposes of government. Okay, it's to restrain men from sin, number one. To justify the righteous, to condemn the wicked, number two. To maintain order, not create disorder, mayhem, and death. But this is what's going on. Here, remember how I told you that they were assailing the people, and I told you it was aimed at the people, and it's a sign of judgment, which it absolutely 100% is? Here, check this out. Declassified documents. This is May 25th. This is from the health activist Kerry Bundy. Biden administration branded COVID dissenters, those that didn't go along with it, domestic violent extremists. Do you remember when the head of the DHO, who, by the way, is terror-tied, do you remember how he said that those that are dissenting belong in jail? Do you understand where this is going to go if you don't put a stop to this and hold these criminals accountable for their crimes, Americans? and other countries that are listening to us right now. Again, as I said, you're adding strength to tyranny. I'm on this topic again because it involves you. It involves all of us again. And how all of us, you know what it reminds me of is Bug's Life. Do you guys remember that little show they had back, I think it was in the 90s. I thought it was really cool, and there were some lessons that needed to be extracted or derived from that movie that they had called Bug's Life. Do you remember when Hopper was controlling all of the ants? Do you remember what he did? He used a couple examples by squashing a couple and beating up on a couple and maybe killing a couple. That would probably go along with being squashed, right? And do you remember that one bug that stood up and said, no, we're not going to do it? And then what Hopper did is he started beating up on that little bug. And do you remember when he started beating up on that little bug kept standing up, right? And as he kept standing up, what happened? Hopper started to open his eyes more and more because of the courage of that little bug that stood up against Hopper. Others took notice of it, and we call that swelling our ranks. Let their cruelties swell our ranks. That's what I'm trying to get you to be aware of, friends. Let these cruelties swell our ranks, because rest assured they are. But the fact of the matter is they have not retreated. They have not been held accountable. And that's for me and you to do this. That's why I'm highlighting this. But I want you to remember, friends, that what happened is that little bug, he stood up against Hopper, all bruised and bloody. He didn't care if he lost his life. He was there to protect the people. And what happened is the people became encouraged through his example, just like Eleazar, the son of Dodo in the book of Samuel. While everybody turned, tucked tail, and capitulated, 78 verse 9 of Psalm, what did he do? He took the sword of the Lord and he went after the Philistines and he won the day. What happened? The people rose up. The people said no more. Folks, do you understand what's going on here? You have the criminals accusing you of the crimes that they're guilty of. This is exactly when Biden administration branded COVID dissenters domestic violent extremists. You know, it's amazing how people try to say, yeah, look what Biden's responsible for. Wait a second. Why wasn't this headline out when Trump first came out? I mean, Biden, the treasonous Biden. What's the difference between that and the treasonous administration that resides presently through Donald Trump? Are you kidding me? He hasn't prosecuted anybody for these crimes. Nobody's been folks, they're not prosecuted. It's the same thing with the illegal immigration issue. No, these governors and mayors aren't being prosecuted. No, the governors and mayors are encouraged, friends, under Donald Trump, who's supposed to be such a bad guy, and they're so afraid of him that they're swearing, friends, that they will protect the illegals regardless of the crimes that they've committed against we the people. They're all guilty of treason, Article 3, Section 3. But do you see what they're doing? Nobody's being prosecuted, friends. Read 12:8 of Psalms. Nobody's being prosecuted. Evil men understand not judgment. Read Isaiah 59, verse 14, when you get a moment, friends. If you don't want to do it the Lord's way, you're going to get it man's way. If you're not going to deal with the sin and the sinners are going to deal with you. There's just absolutely no in-betweenites. For goodness sakes, for your own sakes, take heed to the word of God, people, concerning what's going on here. Americans need to repent. Look at how far this has gone. Your said administration that you tolerated under treasonous Joe Biden, same thing with Trump, no difference. Two wings to the same bird, two sides to the same coin. Isn't it interesting how they're just going back and forth and back and forth, but both sides are assailing you? How do I know that? Because nobody's been prosecuted yet, and they're pushing the ball forward for another pandemic. I didn't say that. They're saying that. And then to take it a step further and then to accuse people that said absolutely not to their tyrannical, dictatorial, authoritarian, totalitarian methods of trying to tell me I better take it and I better put this bioweapon in my bloodline, in my kid's bloodline, or else what? No, Americans, they've got it backwards, and it's for you to turn them upward through justice and judgment to teach them the fear of God, that we will not be assailed by our limited representative government in any sense of the word. Why? Because we never gave them the authority to do so. Domestic violent extremists you are, says the government, if you don't go along and follow behind them blindly. No, you have no authority. Hey, folks, burden of proof on them. Where did you derive your authority from to attack us? George Soros, Bill Gates, Klaus Schwab. Are you starting to understand how this works, friends? I hope so. Got one more segment. Still have a lot to unload on you. 281-845-4704. We'll be right back. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic, without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Per your request, if you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life: books, DVDs, t-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Again, go to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com and check out our store today. America would be spared 1,000 evils if its people would lay the axe to the root of the tree. When we fail to do this, we give permission to the branches, the errors, which only begin to thrust out the truth which it works against. This is the responsibility of the Protestants, and it is the modern-day Protestant that believes what is not taught in the Bible. They practice ordinances that are not based off of scriptural authority. Away with the commandments of men, and down with the traditions that make void the laws of God. Charles Spurgeon.
BBSRadio.com.
Hey, a real quick heads up for you guys again, please. Picnic at the Park, June 28th, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Parrish Park. Again, Picnic at the Park, June 28th, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Jason Walker and others will be there, speakers to be named. I'll be there. I'm guessing, at least I was told yesterday by Jason, that we're probably going to be talking to you about noontime on June 28th at Parrish Park, Johnstown, Colorado. Again, it's called Picnic at the Park. Great excuse for everybody to get off their little keisters and come out and say hello. We're going to be traveling a long way for that event, so in the process, do come out. We would love to meet you. One more time, if you want to call in, please do, 281-845-4704. I know I'm dumping a lot of information on you, but it's important that I do. I just want to say this. I not too long ago, I had a lady say to me that I'm losing credibility because I'm highlighting things from the past. No, actually I'm not. I mean, it's like I can go ahead and plant a garden and I can go ahead and plant all these seeds, but it's best for me to go ahead and remove all the weeds, right? So those come up and flourish properly. And the way that they should rise up in crop when we harvest, right? Well, you got to tend the garden. Well, the fact of the matter is, the problem is, the people that are saying to me is I'm losing credibility by staying on this because they didn't have foresight or foreknowledge because they have not the Holy Spirit who shows them things to come concerning that this is going to come around again. And why is it coming around again? Is because they didn't tend their garden and they didn't remove the weeds that are choking out the rest of us or mean to choke out the rest of us. It's not an issue of me losing credibility. It's an issue of you being a coward and not having the courage to stand up against what's going on out there. You've lost credibility. So what you want to do is you want to go ahead and bite onto the heels of those that are continuously faithful witnesses that deliver souls and blow the trumpet. And that's what we're going to continuously do. Regardless of what some may say, I told you so. I told you it was coming around again, so much for your lack of credibility. No, what we did is we waited it out because we knew the Lord had us on something, Romans 8:14. You were wrong, the Lord was right, and we following him and being led by him was the direction to go. A faithful witness is first, what do they do, friends? Warn men to flee from the wrath to come, okay? Well, this is another part of that. This is our physical body. And I think that would be good for all of us to take heed to how our forefathers dealt with these people when we read the Declaration of Independence and say no to tyranny. Hey, folks, resistance to tyranny is obedience to God. Read Romans 12:21 when you get a moment. Got to get to more of this information. Again, I know I'm dumping a lot of information on you. Here's some more. This is all brand new. May 26, 2025, friends. German study warns of a major cover-up of post-COVID vaccine syndrome. Cover up? They don't need to cover up anything. The people already know who's guilty. You know what Bill Gates is doing, folks? He's buying up farmland out in North Dakota. You know what else he's doing? He's also burning down food plants across the country, over 100 of them in the last 3 years. So why? They can dictate what's in the food supply that you get. You don't believe me? We do a whole show on this. This is the guy that said he wanted to depopulate. Somehow or another, the people took on that he was now a doctor. I don't know how that happened. Somehow or another, he became a representative concerning world governments. How that happened. I know how it happened. The people let it happen. That's how it happened. And now he's coming out with food that's not even real as they're attacking farmers on a worldwide basis. And some people in America are allowing that, though other countries are protesting in mass concerning what it is in their countries as to what Americans are tolerating in theirs. The American people have it completely backwards. We're called to be the light of the world. Those people know how to act more like the posterity of our forefathers than the posterity of our forefathers do in their own backyard. That's shameful conduct, and it's embarrassing. So let's go back to this. Hey, folks, German study warns of major cover-up. How many warnings do you need before you hold these people accountable? Oh, I'm not done. TikTok star Anne Grace Phelan, dead at 19 years old, documenting her battle with brain cancer. Hey, folks, again, I've said this, but it's important that you hear it. You have a said government, a small portion of your said representatives that are responsible for sanctioning the murder of babies in the womb. And on the other hand, they're telling you, hey, listen, we've got a bioweapon, a vaccine that's going to save your life. Are you kidding me? Proverbs 6:17. Nope. Not going to get out of that one, friends. Let me highlight this as well. I brought this up momentarily yesterday. Scott Adams, the creator of Dilbert, has stage 4 prostate cancer that has metastasized to his bones. He says anti-vaxxers are clearly the winners. Isn't that interesting? They're clearly the winners, but the government is basically assailing and arming themselves to assail you again and again and again under the guise of for your health. I just watched the video on this guy this morning, and it was really hard to watch it. It really, truly was. What I want to do is I want to go ahead and play just a portion of this for you. And I want you to hear directly from the people that are basically leveling out against you again, because it's coming again, friends. As I just got done highlighting yesterday, friends, I played a video for you where they were all applauding each other as to how they just jumped on their commitment to the global pandemic agreement, which gives a small portion of men control over the rules of their country or over the lives of their prospective countries, those that are committing to the pandemic agreement. And they're doing it with a smile on their face. As I said earlier, they're doing it with a smile on their face because they're not afraid of the consequence. Well, I'm just here to tell you, especially for the new listeners, you need to understand that the history of man is that you can only oppress them for so long. Pretty soon, the hunters are going to be the hunted. And you can rest assured that this is happening in other countries. You can rest assured those that have had family members that have been murdered. You can rest assured it's just a matter of time. Am I advocating that? No, but I am advocating for justice. And a vigilante justice has to take precedent because the courts are not going to deliver justice. Well, what would you expect, tyrants? What would you expect the people to do? Sit back and suffer more of your abuse? To the point of losing their lives, and you want to pull down their means to defend themselves? Yep, that's exactly what they mean to do. It's exactly what they are doing. It's exactly what they have been doing. So I want to go ahead and play this for you, and I want you to hear and listen carefully again, and I'm going to end the show this way. You do know that the patents that Bill Gates came up with, because I'm going to highlight something that the mainstream media continuously tries to defend, saying Bill Gates never said it. This is probably the 25th time I've played it for you people, but I want you to know he's at it again. And as a matter of fact, Donald Trump is palling up with this guy, that he's now a part of his administration. I'm talking about madman Bill Gates. But did you know that the patent on his said vaccines, did you know that it was called Luciferis? I just wanted to ask you that question. It's called Luciferis. Folks, all of that stuff you thought was only in movies was there to basically condition you, to desensitize you, where they're simultaneously wanting you to believe it's only in a movie, but what they're doing in fact, simultaneously and in parallel, they're making it your reality. It's called Luciferis. I want you to listen to this. This is Bill Gates. Listen carefully as to what he has to say. If you need a deeper look into the distorted mind of criminal Bill Gates and company, you need look no further than the very one that wants to depopulate the world, who now wants to make you safe by injecting his vaccinations into you and your children's bodies.
Now, the world today has 6.8 billion people. That's headed up to about 9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, healthcare, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%.
Do you hear what he said? And what is of interest here is that he and his wife have already put themselves out there as some vaccine medical authority and are acting as if they are some sort of elected representatives, when in fact they are neither licensed doctors nor are they elected representatives in any capacity whatsoever.
Still no justice, friends.
How many times, I ask, must this virus and these criminals need to be exposed by professionals across the globe before the people take heed and understand what the end game here is? The end game is to depopulate the planet. The end game is exactly what the bad guys have been telling you. You're the problem. Americans, you're the problem. You are those that impede the new global order. Remember what Soros said. What are the politicians doing on the behalf of the special interest groups? They're doing their best to tear down the Constitution and recreate it in their own new world order image. Are you going to let it happen? Or are you going to stand up and be the law that God has commanded you to be? Right? Amen. Love you by what we do. We'll talk to you in 23. See ya.